Please join me in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And Curtis, if you would, hold the text for just a moment. From Matthew 25, we read this. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Jesus here is foretelling of the great separation at the end of time, of those who are righteous and how they will be separated from those who are wicked, portrayed here in Matthew as the sheep and the goats. Well, what we're about to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we see why the wicked will be separated from the righteous, like the sheep and the goats of Matthew 25. Now, if you would please join me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, reading verses 1 through 11. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying, there is peace and security. Then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. I do pray for the Lord to add his blessings to the reading of his word and give us ears to hear and understand. The day of the Lord, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, will bring destruction upon those of darkness, while at the same time bring comfort and peace to those of the light. You see, these Thessalonians had a concern, and we mentioned it a couple of weeks back, but they have a concern here. Were they ready? Were they ready to stand before Jesus Christ on that great day, that day of the Lord? Were they ready to stand before Jesus Christ? And this should be a concern of ours as well. Ask yourself the question, are you ready to stand before Jesus Christ? Where will we be? Will we be separated to the left with the goats? Or will we, you, be separated to the right and be among the sheep? A very probing and vital, vital question. But the Thessalonians, as I said, they had a concern, and it was very straightforward, their concern. You see, Paul had evidently told them of the coming of the Lord when he was with them earlier, so they had knowledge of it. And Paul, using the prophecy of the Old Testament, he told them of the coming of the Lord and the judgment against the wickedness and the beauty of the days for those of the righteous. This was a concern for them. When was it? When is Jesus coming? They wanted to know, and then they wanted to know if they were prepared. And their solution was, they thought that if they knew the day of his coming, then they could do in time, prepare themselves for that coming. And this is somewhat understandable. I mean, look at our culture today. How many books are written on that day of the Lord trying to predict it? How many individuals through history have predicted, oh, Jesus is coming back on X date, and we're still here? Folly, to be sure. And Paul responds to this short-sightedness to begin with, nobody, no one knows the date, no one knows the time, not even Jesus Christ himself knows the day of which he is returning to take up his church. Jesus said in Matthew 24, therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And the Thessalonians knew this. In verse 1 of what I've just read, Paul says, now concerning the times and seasons, brother, you have no need to have anything written to you, meaning you've heard all this, you know this, so why are you concerned trying to figure out the date and time? No one knows. Paul is saying, you know it's coming, and you know it will come unexpectedly. We just don't know when. End of story. But they persisted. Now, to give support to his point, Paul gives two illustrations to this day of the Lord to help them understand, help us understand the unknown. First, in verse 2, he writes, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. You see, the trouble with burglars, with thieves, is they don't tell you when they're coming. They don't announce their desire to break into your home. Well, the same lack of announcement is with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be like that thief coming in the night. The second illustration is found in verse 3. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. First, Jesus will come when people think they have peace and security. The people will feel safe and secure. There's no alarm. We are confident in who we are. We are secure in who we are. Jesus' coming is irrelevant. For those, destruction will come in an immediate fashion. And also found in this is that the day of the Lord will come as labor pains for a pregnant woman. Let's dig into these two illustrations just a bit so we understand them a little better. The thief and labor pains. Each reveals something about our Lord's coming. It will be sudden. It will be sudden. Suddenly, in the middle of the night, a thief arrives. Suddenly, the pregnancy of a woman, labor pains begin. Sudden. However, there's also a great difference between these two. While both are sudden, the thief is unexpected. You don't know when he's coming. He's unexpected. But for the pregnant mother, labor pains are expected. Just don't know when. So putting them together, Christ's coming will be sudden and unexpected, but it will be unavoidable. Just like a woman giving birth to a child. The labor pains began suddenly, but they're inevitable, and they're coming. The day of the Lord will come, and there will be no warning. And there will be no escape for anyone. Unavoidable. And again, the Thessalonians thought they could solve their problem if they knew the time. But Paul, like Jesus, said, no, we do not know the time. So what alternative do the Thessalonians have? If Christ's coming is to be sudden with no warning and completely unavoidable, how can they get ready? How can we be ready? Verse 4 and following. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Given that they were Christians, Paul says, there is no need to worry. There is no need to be concerned about the Lord's coming, because there is no need for it to take you by surprise. And see, there's the key word, surprise. For the believer, the Lord's second coming should not surprise us. It will be sudden. It will be unavoidable. It's going to happen. But for those of us of the light, those of us who are believers, it should not be a surprise. It should actually be a welcome sight. He says that we, the believer, are children of the light and are not to sleep like those who belong to the darkness. He said, let us keep awake and be sober. The solution to the issue is not being concerned about the date nor time, but it is to be concerned about being ready. That's the answer to the issue. Be ready. Be alert. Be sober, he says, meaning self-controlled. Be expectant. Like the pregnant woman is expecting and knows the labor pains are coming. They're coming. And she expects them. She doesn't know when they're going to start, but she knows they're coming. And there won't be a surprise. Even if the second coming is totally unexpected and sudden, the believer, being of the light, is to be sober-minded, expectant for that day to come. Opposite to this, living in the light are those who live in darkness, who are unprepared, living to the world's standards, oblivious to the teachings of the Lord's coming, and they are, as Paul writes here, living in darkness. So which is it? Will our Lord's return be in the darkness or in the light of day? Spiritually speaking, both. Spiritually speaking, both, in the dark and in the light. Because you see, Paul is not referring to actual light of the day or the darkness of night, but he's talking about the spiritual condition of the person. He is speaking of the spiritual condition of the person. So our Lord will return both when there are those in darkness and when there are those in light. In the case of unbelievers, it will be the time of darkness because they belong to the night of Satan's influence. So when the Lord's return for them will be in that dark time, that dark spiritual position. For the believer, our Lord's return will be a time of great joy and comfort when we see the light of our salvation coming to take up his church. You see, the Bible divides history into two ages. This present age, which is considered evil, and the age to come, which is the time of the coming Messiah. The two ages are sometimes portrayed as night and day. Evil being night, good being day, the day of Messiah being the day. This present age that we live in now is considered that long, dark night, waiting for the light of salvation to fully mature and come. You see, when Jesus Christ returns, the new day will dawn, and there will be a light of the new creation forevermore. And then there will be no more darkness. So back to the issue. As my grandfather would say almost every Sunday, if the Lord Jesus Christ comes back today, are you ready? If before we finish this worship service, the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, are we ready? Are we children of the dark? Or are we children of the light? You see, all of this depends on which age you belong to, children of darkness or children of life, light. If we are children of the darkness, then yes, that thief is going to surprise you. But if we're children of the light and so prepared, that thief will not surprise you. If you belong to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then you are children of the light. And once again, I give you verse 8, telling us how to live. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. So, as children of the day, let us live like it. Be sober, self-controlled, be expectant. Put on the breastplate of faith and love. Put on that helmet of the hope of salvation. And all of that is given to us by the guarantee of the Holy Spirit within us. And what affirmation do we have that all of this is true and that all of this is really possible verses 9 and 10. Important for the believer to know this. For God has not destined us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, meaning living or passed away, we might live with him. Folks, verse 9 and 10, this is the foundation of our faith. This is the foundation of our hope. This is the foundation of our salvation. First, God did not destine the believer for wrath. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1, please. Just a couple of pages back to your left. Ephesians chapter 1. I love this passage. Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Before the foundation of the world, God the Father decreed that those whom he would call to himself would be set aside, would be set apart, would be those children of the light, not to have anything to do with the darkness. Our Lord does not intend for the believer to have a concern for the coming day of the Lord. The believer should not have a concern for the coming day of judgment. Yes, we will have to give an account of our activities, of our actions, of our words. And Jesus, I imagine, will go through them all, and every one of us better say, yes, guilty, yes, guilty, yes, guilty. But then the amazing thing that happens at the day of judgment, when he utters those words, well done, well done. You see, that's not a judgment day for the Christian. The judgment for the Christian has already occurred. When we were judged to be sinners and we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, we were among those of which Paul writes to the church in Ephesus. Judgment day is going to be glorious and wonderful for the believer when they stand with Jesus Christ in judgment over the world. That should not be a concern for us, because, as Paul wrote, the believer has been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heaven. He goes on to write in chapter 2 of Ephesians, we are seated in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, meaning you are there now in Jesus Christ. We just simply have to go through that time of transition. He has predestined us to be believers. He has predestined us to be blameless on that day of our glorification. And he has predestined us to be holy. Holy means to be set apart. And as I said, that happened before the creation of the world. He predestined the believer for salvation in Jesus Christ. Therefore, as Paul writes here, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Do not fear that coming day of the Lord. We do not know the time. We do not know the day. We do know, however, that it will be sudden, it will be unexpected, and it will be unavoidable. So, be ready. Be awake. Be expectant. I pray that you are not surprised at the second coming of the Lord. That might have you in the wrong group. Yes, our Lord may come like a thief in the night, but this is one we will gladly open the door and accept. Billy Graham once said, no matter how foreboding the future, the Christian knows the end of the story, and it is glorious. Therefore, he writes, do not lose heart, for the best is yet to come. And as John writes in the book of Revelation, yes, Lord Jesus, come even today, because we are ready. Amen and amen.